Technology that saves lives.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
trying is the first step towards failure.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
If I let the music play and I don't say anything, people start thinking, hey, is he taking Mondays off now, too?
What's
coming soon. Nah, I wouldn't do that. I'll just drop all the four remaining days before I'll do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm back from a Saturday in Jeff City. The birthday celebration of my one-year-old grandson was Saturday.
That is hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. And here's, this is, wow, this was really bugging me today. Because I know he won't, you know, everybody's making a big deal out of him. He's the center of attention. He'll never remember that. Do you remember anything when you're one? No. Two? No. Three? No. Four or five is where most people have their first memory. Now, you think you remember something at three?
No, I would say maybe even four or five. It might be later than that.
The very earliest, four or five. So he'll never remember. But then I got to thinking about something, and I wonder if I'm the only one this applies to, and I don't think I am. I have almost no recollection of being a child. My memories, what few there are, start at about 15. It's like I remember getting my driver's license, how excited I was at 15, and then the prom. But boy, 11? Ask me anything. Okay, when I was 11, I got my first pair of glasses. Except for that, if you said, give me anything that happened when you were 10 years old, I couldn't tell you. Nine, I couldn't tell you.
No,
eight,
you just have flashes of memories, but you don't know what age they were. At least I do. I mean, I have.
But isn't that pretty sad? You've got 365 days of your seventh year. And I cannot remember one thing that would have happened when I was seven. I don't even remember, just say, okay, take all the things you remember when you were a kid from 5 to 15. I'll bet I couldn't come up with 12 things.
I have glimpses of stuff, and usually it's sports related.
And then it's 15, 16, 17. Okay, now I can start telling you stuff, because that's when you are afraid of girls or like girls, or you touch your first breast, or you get your first kid, whatever. You make out, you get a car, you park, you play a sport, you win the state championship. You have stuff, you join the band. But prior to 15, I got nothing.
Climb over the seat to get to the back seat to the girl, and all of a sudden.
It's all about that stuff. Yeah. Now, I do remember getting glasses was such a big deal that I was in the fifth grade, which means I was 11. And I remember my teacher's name. I remember the doctor's name, Dr. Bill Meisner. He was the optometrist to get my glasses, because when I put them on, I couldn't even believe it. It was like a miracle because I was so blind. And my parents just kept refusing to believe I couldn't see because they didn't want to spend the money. And I sat on the front row at school and I couldn't see the board. I couldn't read one thing on the board. And finally, my teacher told my parents, called for a meeting with them. And she said, he's in the front row. He can't see anything on the board. This kid is really nearsighted. So I go to the optometrist's office, and that killed my dad because he knew, oh, here's what's coming, a $50 pair of glasses, which is what he made a week. And Dr. Meisner put that projected thing on the squall, the E, EFOP, whatever, and he says, just start with E and tell me how far you can go. And I said, what E? That's exactly what I said. I said, what E? And he looked at my mother, and he said, he can't even see the big E. He said, why hasn't this boy been brought in for glasses? Well, my husband and I didn't think he really needed glasses. He goes, no, he really needs glasses. So back there was no Lens Crafters or Pearle Vision, so you had to order them. And so Dr. Meisner said, well, son, in about a week, we'll have your glasses. I kind of dreaded it.
Did you get to pick the frame or anything? Or?
Yeah, from two choices.
Black?
Horn rim black or brown that fade away to clear. Those were your two choices. And I picked the brown that fade away to clear because black would make me look like my uncle. He wore black horn-rimmed glasses. So a week later, we get the call. Your son's glasses are in. We go down. I'm dreading it because now I'm four eyes at school. I'm going to be a kid with glasses until I put them on. And I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Wait a
this
minute.
This is what the world looks
like? Things actually have sharp edges. What? I can read the writing on the grocery store window where they write ice cream, 49 cents a gallon. I can read that. I can see the writing on TV. I can see the chalkboard. I fell down going out of his office because I wasn't used to seeing that clearly, and it was just I was disoriented. Right. And I tripped and fell. It was great. So I remember that. But if you say, all right, 9 years old, what do you remember? Nothing. Eight, nothing. Seven, only because we moved from one town to the other, and I know I was seven when we did that. I don't really remember the move. I remember moving at 15 because that's a traumatic thing. You know, you ended your sophomore year, so right in the middle of high school, you got to leave town. Ugh. I do remember that, hating it. But isn't that weird? We've got thousands of days, and we remember a couple of dozen. And then 15, 16 hits, and that's what you start really remembering. And maybe part of it was because I do remember going to my sick grandmother's house as a kid, but I don't remember exactly. It was every year. So, okay, when I was 8, we were there. When I was 9, we were there. When I was, that was it. We went to her house every year and smelled mentholatum and Vicks Vapor Rub. And she gave us lemon drops. Like, that was a big deal. I got some lemon drops
for
you.
Oh, I remember those lemon drops.
And I remember, you remember disappointing things. Like, my great-grandmother in that musty old depressing house in Akron, Ohio. We came in one time after driving 700 miles in the snow. It was horrible. We walk in, and my wrinkled-up, scary great-grandmother, who I really didn't even know that well, comes over to, remember how frightening old people are?
Oh.
They're scary. They're frightening. I saw my grandmother's teeth in a jar one time. It scared me to death. It looked like body parts in a jar. It was body parts, teeth. And so my great grandmother comes up to me and she's got a napkin, something in the napkin. She says, I've got a present for you after your long trip. And I open it up, and I'm not making this up. It's an apple.
Whoa.
I thought it was like a toy car.
So she it had was it wrapped up in a napkin.
In a napkin, and she says, and I shined it for you. And I just wanted to say, you got to be kidding. How about a toy or something? It was an apple. I'll tell you. I had a tough life as a kid, I'll tell you.
She gave me, was that the same grandma that?
No, that was her mother.
Oh.
Her mother gave me the apple.
Oh.
Yeah, these guys love.
Ian loves that story.
They love the story.
That was a present
my,
in of
my
itself.
Grandmother's boob coming out.
Bloop.
Can you rub this on
my
me, Frank?
My back, Frank.
Yeah. I'm still traumatized by that.
Oopsie, can you push that back in?
And it was a giant one. She had to imagine. You know how some old women, they're down past their waist?
Yeah. She wanted you like to vibrate her shoulder or something, wasn't it?
With a massage? It was one of those vibrators with a big, hard black ball on it. And she made a big noise. She says, I can't reach back here. And it was like her shoulder blade or something. Can you So I'm vibrating. And then she turned, and she's lying on the couch, and I'm in front of the couch on my knees, vibrating, holding the vibrator. Whoa. Yeah, and her breast fell out.
Oh,
and it was huge. It almost fell from the couch almost onto the floor. That's how big it was, like a big water balloon.
And I just did she just pop it back in, and then you started vibrating.
She
again?
Scooped it up like a big old bag of a water balloon and tucked it back in. Sorry.
And they don't get embarrassed.
No, like she that. Wasn't embarrassed at all. Oops.
How old were you?
9.
27.
8. Or, I don't know. See, I don't know. I was 8 or 9 or 10 or something. Something like that. But I'm going to try to not have a scary grandparent house, because I think grandparents' houses years ago in the old days when Dan and I were kids, it's a scary place.
It
smelled like medicine, and it was usually weird, creepy things like ticking clocks and goo-goo, goo-goo, and then, you know, goofy stuff. They love cuckoo clocks.
And there's nothing to do.
And I hate cuckoo clocks, by the way.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, how is that supposed to be exciting? First of all, you've seen it 100 times. The big old pendulum, and then on the hour, and the bird pops up. It's just stupid.
My grandma and grandpa had a place, a flat in the city, and they'd go, can you go down in the Rathskeller?
Oh, no, don't make me do that.
Oh, that was like...
My grandmother's basement scared us to death.
I know, in the dungeon or something.
Yes, and it had one swing, a light bulb swinging on a cord, and when it would swing, it would make shadows.
Yes.
Oh, man, see, I had... My one grandparents, they had the best basement. My grandpa hand-built a bar downstairs out of bamboo. We didn't have that. He also had, they had hanging in the kitchen, by the kitchen table, it was a giant, like boxing bell. You know those big giant bells with the hammer?
Yeah.
And it had a big pulley on it, so you had to pull it. It was pretty. It had a lot of tension on it. He hated it because I love that thing.
He should have removed it. He should know you love it.
And so he'd be sitting in the living room or something, like, go in there and pull that bell.
And they're very loud. I've seen them. They're big round. I've seen.
Oh, and it goes on. And it reverberates forever. Yeah.
So every old person, when I was a kid, either scared you to death or they bored you to death, because a couple of times I had to stay with a lady down the street, and it was one of those old ladies. She lived by herself, and you couldn't touch anything. She had a lot of little figurines, you know, those people, and doilies. You know what a doily is? For you folks who don't know what a doily is, it's the dumbest thing ever. It's a lace napkin, okay, and they drape it over everything. There's a doily over the back of the chair. There's a doily on the arms of the chair. There are doilies on the couch. There are doilies on the table that things are sitting on. Doilies, and what a dumb name, doily. It's a stupid name. Then, you know, I'd reach up. You're a kid. She had a little porcelain dog, like a collie, and I reached. That was my grandmother's whatever. But these people are so attached to this crap.
They panic
knick-knack
too.
That crap.
They jump up. They jump up when you go, is this? No!
And they can't jump. Move otherwise, but if you touch something, boom, they're Olympic decathlon people. And then you, they always want to give you something you don't want because they think it's a treat. You know, I bet you'd like some, and then whatever it is, you don't want it. You know, rarely do they give you something that you really want. I'm glad I'm not a kid.
Come on and sit down here and watch Lawrence Welk with me.
Yeah. Or they make you sit on their laps, and they're the overweight women, older women, that want you to sit on their lap, and you didn't want to be on their lap. There was something, you can't explain it. It's just yuck. You don't want to be on their lap. You know, if your grandma looked like Christy Brinkley or something, okay, but they didn't. And thank goodness, now when I see women in their 60s, 70s, they're with it. They don't look... Women, a generation ago, they're 40. They look 70.
Well,
they dressed old. They looked old. Their hair looked old. Their hairdo looked old. They tried to look old.
When you watch Andy Taylor, Aunt B was
Aunt B was exactly what every person over 50 looked
like. Yes, was in her late. She was in her late 40s, early 50s in that show.
Oh yeah, she was started that show I think in her 40s, and she looked 70. I know. And that's how, and she's the perfect example of how. You know, everybody 50 and over looked. It was almost mandatory. Well, it's my 50th birthday. I need to go out and buy the ugliest dress I can buy and tell my hairdresser to start making me look really old like Aunt B.
And I got to wear these nun shoes. Those shoes that the nuns used to wear.
Oh, my goodness. Every things, old whatever. Woman wore those shoes. And I say,
they're like orthopedic shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never saw my grandmothers in anything but those black Mother Goose old woman lived in a shoe shoes. That's all they wore. Sunday, Monday, no matter what day, where they're going, black lace-up shoes.
Oh, yeah. They're horrible.
We've come a long way, baby. Yeah. That's what I say. Do we have any? Oh, today Jose Hernandez will be in, so you might want to start. Do you have any technical questions? Looking at TVs, looking at computers, looking at phones. This will be the guy after the 4 o'clock news and all the stuff that follows about 4:14-ish. Do we have any Burke segments?
No. I do.
We've had a weekend to put things together, and now first contributor, maybe only contributor, I don't know yet.
No, I have some.
Okay, first contributor of two, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to talk about two things, and they are both on the Facebook page. This product started... like a lot of products nowadays, on one of those fundraising sites. I think it started on Indiegogo, but is now an actual product that can be bought. It is called the Bug Assault. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
It is it looks like a Nerf gun. You load, the ammunition is salt, table salt, and then you cock it like a shotgun.
You have to edit out cock. You can't say cock.
You can't say that. No.
That's one of the words you can't say.
And it is... it kills flies.
Does it just spray salt grain?
Yes.
Are they in a
There are three
capsule.
Different settings. No, you pour like right out of the salt shaker into this gun.
So it,
and there
it
are three different patterns. Out? Well, I mean, a little bit. It's going to shoot. But to flies, these are like bullets.
Wow.
I mean, it shoots them out that fast. Here, I'll go ahead and just play some audio here for you, just so you can watch. The video's on the webpage on Facebook, so I'll just let you watch it.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Oh, it looks like an assault rifle. I'll describe what you folks can see. Oh, look at this.
So there are three different patterns, like shotgun patterns almost. You can have it narrower or
and all
wider.
You have to do is just clean up the salt.
And these flies, I mean, it just takes them down.
This is a great idea, because otherwise, when you swat a fly or a bug, it smears.
Right.
It can ruin the wall.
It leaves them all intact. You can just sweep them up later with the salt.
Oh, this is fantastic. I love this.
The video is great with the sound effects and everything. You just see these flies go flying.
Finally, somebody has found a way
to take care of those pesky flies.
Take care of those flies. That's fantastic. Yeah, so it's called Bug Assault.
And so that's on the Facebook page. Another thing I put, there's a video. I don't watch Family Feud. I liked it when Richard Dawson hosted. And all the other hosts have been
that's
terrible.
That's the last time I watched it.
Harvey's not a bad host.
Yeah, he's not bad. Yeah. He's all right.
But somebody decided to eliminate all the fluff in a Steve Harvey hosted Family Feud episode. Cuts out all the, you know, they walk down all the chit chat. Guess what the show comes down to? If you just watch every question and answer, final round, 3 minutes long.
Come on,
3 minutes.
You can watch the entire episode of Family Feud.
Every question, every answer, every response in three minutes.
Without them, he walking by, going, "Hi, how are you?
How are you?" Yeah,
and then his reaction, and then the audience. No, that makes sense.
So that's funny. It's just a funny thing to watch because it's edited so tight. You know, just question, answer. So that's on the Facebook page, too. 3 minutes. Family Feud is 3 minutes without all the extra crap.
Is that the one where they go, survey says? Is
right.
that Family Feud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of the questions now are ridiculous. I mean, when you watch the video, you'll see. It's not like – it's almost – oh, man, I don't have an example right now. But if you watch the video, they're not like – it's almost like subjective.
Well, I know what you're saying, though. In the old days, it used to be slick as a... And then somebody would say, whistle, survey
well,
says.
Match game. That's match game you're thinking of.
Okay, so survey
feud
says
is
not family
name
feud.
Name something that is in your refrigerator or something, you know. And okay. We surveyed 100 people. But some of these questions nowadays, I'm assuming they're reaching the end of the, trying to come up
maybe
with new
it's
questions.
Just a different audience.
Yeah. So, but those are both on the page if you want to
okay, Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Manned and maintained by Eon the Peon. 37-year-old Eon the Peon.
So the bug assault is $40.
I would get that.
I would too. It looks
I would get
that. Looks like a lot of fun.
What a great Christmas present. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Everybody has flies. Who does not have a fly on occasion or more? And here's a way to not smear the wall. Oh, now we got
that one
over.
In the house that'll be there for like 3 or 4 days where you can't get to it.
You can't get close. This way you can keep your distance. Salt grains. And it's like tiny bullets. I love it. Dan Strauss now with part two.
Thank you so much.
You're
went
welcome.
To a baby reveal party over the weekend. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Where now they have a party where they let people know the sex of the baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And what happens is they went to the doctor, had the ultrasound. The doctor actually drew notes and said, it's a boy, boy parts, drew notes and arrows. And then they put it in an envelope, and even the parents did not know, and they gave it to a cousin, and the cousin put the party together, and they had
So the parents come to the party and get the news get the news of what
everyone gets the news, and then you come in the party and you vote, and then you can drop in a name. They did it. I guess there's all sorts of different ways that you can do this reveal party. They said that some people will cut the cake. And the cake, the icing inside the cake, or they'll have something inside the cake will be pink or blue or whatever. But this one was balloons. They had.
You know what this is all about? Chicks.
Yep.
This is all woman stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing about this.
Yeah, what were guys doing there?
Yeah. Nothing about this is beneficial to the guy.
We were playing washers and eating shrimp.
No, this is chicks always having to have an excuse to get together and cackle.
Yeah. And somebody said, do we have to buy a reveal party gift now, too? And then they have the shower, so then they have all this stuff. But I'd never heard of a baby reveal party until just now, and then we went.
So here's what women get. They get pregnant, and they get multiple showers. My aunt's giving me a shower. My sister's giving me a shower. My mother's giving me a shower. And my girlfriend's giving me a shower. You have 5 showers with a bunch of gifts for her and the baby. Then the baby's born, and they have another party, a birth thing, where everybody shows up and gives the kids something. And then they go to other people's reveal. I'm telling you, it's endless. There's no end to it. And where is any Black and Decker drill in all of this? It doesn't exist.
No.
Where is anything for the guy?
Yeah.
Shotgun shells, nothing.
And you know what? I didn't even think about that. I could have brought something for the dad.
Nobody
the
ever
guys
done.
Should start bringing things for the dad.
Right. Because it's not just gifts for the baby. They give mom stuff. But they never give dad anything.
Yeah.
It's anything. No, I agree. Let's start a movement. You go to these things. You take shotgun shells or bug, what's it called? The bug
assault.
Bug assault or something.
Yeah.
Dad would have fun with.
Oh, yeah. And then we went out a couple of times and went to breakfast and got the absolute worst service at probably 3 different restaurants. It's been so weird.
Then maybe it's you.
It's like the cooks. No, and the one time I was with my daughter and the waitress comes up and says, I just have to tell you right now, it's going to be a little while because they're behind in the kitchen and all this other stuff. And it wasn't really all that busy. Yesterday we went out and took my daughter and her friend out and went out, and we waited an hour for pancakes and biscuits and gravy and different things like that. And
didn't you say, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I did. I tried that.
And it still didn't work?
Yeah,
no. That is bad.
No, it didn't work at all. But this morning we ended up and we took some little kids out and went to breakfast, and it was tremendous. Tremendous service, quick. The waiter was outstanding. And so that's a big thing when you get a good waiter or waitress.
Well, now that you've brought this up, I will share with everybody the most hurtful thing that may have ever happened to me. It now happened to me twice.
Oh, boy.
It happened this morning at McDonald's in Lake Ozark, Missouri. On the way back here, I stopped and I got.
Were you with your wife?
She was in a separate car.
Oh.
I stopped and I got two sausage McGriddles, which is why I like to drive separately, because then she doesn't know what I'm ordering.
Right.
See? If I'm with her, sausage McGriddle, you don't need to eat that. So I got two sausage
McGriddles.
Egg white delight. Yeah, egg white delight. Yuck. That's what she gets. This is the second time this has happened. This is the most hurtful thing ever. And it came right from the mouth of the McDonald's window person.
Oh.
First window I paid, I go to the second window. It's exactly what she said. Now, my window's down. She can see me. She hands me the stuff, and she said, sorry about your weight. Now, how hurtful is that?
Wow, your wife must have called.
Sorry about your weight.
Yeah.
Wow. That is not necessary.
Tell me he's fat. He's going to come through the drive-thru and tell me he's fat.
That's not necessary. Yeah. Now, I know that somebody's going to email me. I know this is going to happen, so I'm going to head it off now. You're going to go, what they meant was, they're sorry about your having to wait. I know that. It's a joke. But when she said it, that's kind of how I heard it. Because I thought, you know what? If my wife were here, she would say to me, oh, she meant your stomach. That's what exactly. She meant. Sorry about your weight. She meant your waistline. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and take some calls or whatever. We'll figure. James Garner's dead at 76. I really liked James Garner.
I thought it was 86.
Okay. I never got into Rockford Files. I know that was a good show. I don't know why I never watched it, but I really liked him. And the last great thing he did was The Notebook with Ryan Gosling. And he played the older Ryan Gosling. Fantastic movie. James Garner. There's not much to say you don't already know, but if you didn't know, he passed away. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. They have been with Stifel Nicolaus for 27 years, which is interesting because they don't look like they're old enough to have been there 27 years, but they have. And maybe it keeps you young. Maybe when you feel good. Was it Billy Crystal used to say, it's better to look good than to feel good, Fernando. Remember that character?
Yes,
it's better
to
look good than to feel good.
You really do.
And it is better to look good than to feel good. Well, maybe when you feel good, you look good. These guys look younger than they really are. And maybe it's because they feel good. And maybe they feel good because they enjoy giving people good, solid financial advice. And they feel good when they see, as people get older, that they can weather the financial storm. If the storm is retirement, we seem to talk a lot at this station about retirement. How about this? How about the reality that sometimes you need money long before you retire? Things happen. Things pop up. A kid, I say this, I'm not joking. A kid has to go to rehab in your family or something, and that costs money. Somebody wants to go to a special training and special education that you didn't seek. Oh, I never knew Jimmy wanted to be a doctor. This is going to cost a fortune. You need money. You need to plan for more than just retirement. And that usually requires the advice of somebody who knows a lot more than you or I know. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, 27 years. They got a lot of very satisfied customers. If you have $25,000 or more invested, or that you can invest. Maybe it's 401k money. Maybe you're changing jobs. That's especially when it's important. It's especially important then to get somebody's advice, because you can pay some big-time penalties and lose out if you don't know what you're doing. Here's the website. You hear it every day. MarkandJason.com. Meep, meep.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. A couple accidents to be aware of this afternoon. Westbound on Highway 70, just west of Bermuda, blocking the two left lanes. Looks like a couple tractor-trailers involved in that accident there. Westbound 70 is backed up to at least Riverview now, headed west out of the city of St. Louis. Working with another accident as well, Highway 100 at 00. Other than that, it's a good start to your afternoon commute. Westbound Highway 64 running smoothly past the Forest Park area, past 270 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 270, no major delays either between Page and Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by thecompanystore.com. Refresh your bedroom during the summer white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com, and check out clearance discount deals up to 80% off thecompanystore.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday, July 21st at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Omaha Storm Chasers on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-2909. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909.
Rates and offers subject to change. All accounts, loans, and services subject to individual approval. Charter One is a brand name of RBS Citizens N.A. If you could refinance and consolidate your private student loans with today's low interest rates, how much would that save you each year? Now, imagine what you could do with that extra money. But don't just imagine the savings. Find out how low your monthly private student loan payment really could be by calling Charter One for important free information. 1-800-500-1434. Charter One offers college graduates an exciting private student loan refinance program with absolutely no origination fee. And with today's interest rates so low, it's the perfect time to ask about a new low monthly payment plan. Refinance your private student loans. Consolidate your private student loans. Nobody makes it easier than Charter One, and your potential savings might surprise you. How much could you possibly save? Find out for free at 1-800-500-1434. Don't miss this potentially life-changing opportunity. Again, for this important free information, call Charter One now. 1-800-500-1434. 1-800-500-1434.
If you are age 40 to 80 and feel osteoarthritis knee pain, you may qualify for a study of the safety and effectiveness of an already approved injection. To qualify, you should have had knee pain for the previous 30 days and not had an injection of gel for knee pain in the past 6 months or a steroid injection of any joint in the past 90 days. Qualified participants will receive study-related injection and medical exams at no cost and compensation for time and travel. Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants in a clinical research study. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research. Call today, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at parktownaudi.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wow, floor squeaks can be annoying. If you live here in St. Louis, you don't have to live with them anymore. I'm Scott Diebold, and I own a local company called Squeak Stoppers. We stop floor squeaks. At Squeak Stoppers, we stop any type of floor squeak, no matter if it's on your second floor or your first floor, any flooring type, no mess, guaranteed for life. Contact us today at squeakstoppers.com. That's squeakstoppers.com. Let us take those annoying squeaks out of your floor for good. That's squeakstoppers.com.
Bloop! This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8, destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is mid-60s, I think. Is everyone, am I ever going to sing anything here?
Yeah.
It's the worst song in the world. And I remember, is it 60s?
Oh, I did too.
64.
Yeah, mid-60s. I was right there.
It sounds like the guitars are out of tune.
Yeah, it's terrible. Wow.
Marquettes.
Oh, man, what a hot group they were. I'm so glad that now all music makes so much sense. We're going to get your calls here in about a minute. I have to talk to people who are hurting because their feet aren't right. Meaning, you're not walking right, you're not standing right. There's a displacement of pressure. You're putting excessive pressure on certain parts of your feet. It's not equally distributed. That's how the Good Feet stores came into existence, because somebody who was really smart realized this and realized that, hey, with a simple shift, minor, almost not even noticeable in the way you walk or stand and you shift the weight distribution, we can eliminate pain. And it can be neck pain or knee pain or back pain or hip pain or certainly foot pain. That's what they do. They're inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them. And they work for a lot of people. That doesn't mean they're going to work for everybody who goes in, no matter what the problem is. If you go in there and go, my eye is killing me, I don't know that an insert in your shoe, if you got a piece of metal in your eye, is going to be the answer. And certainly there are other things that require more, like surgery. But there are thousands and thousands of people in this country who are stunned when they go in, and in the course of 30, 40 minutes at a Good Feet store, they get up and they walk around, and once that perfect insert is put in, they go, wow, I can already tell a difference. And that's what I hope will happen for you. And if it doesn't, you leave, and it costs you 30 minutes. The Good Feet stores. You got pain, could be coming from your feet. Isn't it worth a stop? You don't need an appointment. You just walk in. Three locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. South County, Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores. We have callers, 314-969. Dan, were you finished with the Burke segment?
Yes.
Let's close the Burke segment. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Greg, how are you?
Thank you, sir.
How
are
you doing?
AM and PM as usual.
Oh, of course. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Couple things. I think Larry Connors is cool. His new show is pretty cool. But, I mean, between all the commercials and all that he does most of them, I just want to take a knife and just stab myself, just turn and twist up.
I guess I can't comment because everybody's different. I limit the commercials I do to about 3 an hour. Other people don't. And I'm with you. I think it turns into the all nothing but you doing commercial show. But I haven't heard his show yet.
I mean, he sells everything. I mean, it's, you know, he's selling the Nabisco crackers. I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah, that's where I have a separate policy.
It'll be Starburst, and it'll be root beer, and it'll be grass. I mean, who knows what it'll be next?
You need to let him and the management know that makes it tough to listen. You got
our new program director.
Yeah, there you go, our new program director. That's, of course, Wade, he does that too.
I haven't done that in a while. I like when they just let that phone ring when the so-called program director calls. That's too funny.
Yeah. Well, shoot a note to management here. You go to the website, you'll find somebody to contact. Let them know.
And the other thing is, I saw Planet of the Apes over the weekend, 3D. It was great.
I didn't know it was 3D. That's the way I have to see it now, if I see it, 3D.
I didn't know it was either. My mom had pre-purchased tickets and told me I was going, and me and my nine of our other relatives, and we all went together, And I said, what's the glasses for? This 3D? I said, whoa.
No, wait, hold on, Greg.
It was a blast.
Greg, how old are you?
I am 36.
And your mom bought tickets and said, you're going to the movie.
Well, see, here it is. When she let it do group things, she'll just, you know, purchase them ahead and then everybody collect the money. And she just told me out of the blue, you want to go to the movies? I don't know where you're going. I said, okay. And I went. It was very good because I haven't been to the movies since, well, I did see Transformers, that newest one. But the critics were on point. It was great. And to make a long story short about the movie, you know, it's about, you know, want to sit together as a family, you know, whether it's animals or whether it's human beings. And what I got out of it, when most people are trying to do the right thing, there's always somebody that's like, you know, Cain and Abel.
Yep.
So it's the same thing, whether it's animals or whether it's human beings. There's always somebody that's trying to mess it up for everybody.
The bad apple.
Right. But I just want to recommend that to you, Frank.
I'm absolutely going to see it. Listen, are you married?
No, sir. I'm single.
Have you always been single?
I mean, I've dated, but you know.
No, but I mean, you've never been married.
No, sir. I've never been married. I'm like you. I don't like being told what to do.
Well, unlike me, you haven't found the perfect woman.
Right.
That's the problem.
You just have to find one that knows.
You have to get lucky, like me, and find the perfect woman who
knows the pecking order.
Yeah, who cooks and cleans. Oh, wait a minute. No,
and
wait,
you can go get those McGriddles anytime you want.
Greg, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Greg's endorsement for Planet of the Apes, which I do want to see, because I... those are people. It's computer stuff, but boy, they're so realistic.
Yeah,
I got to see that. Let's go to Don real quickly. Hello, Don.
Hey, Frank. Couple quick things on the whole shower thing with women and stuff.
Yeah.
I got an invitation last year to address to me to a diaper party.
What does that mean?
It was the son of some good friends of ours who was having his first child, and they rent out a bar, and they bring diapers and celebrate with a cake his being a father, because you're supposed to bring diapers. But I didn't bring diapers. I brought a fist of Jack.
First of all, this is for the guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's the sissiest sound.
You're going to hear about it. It's called a diaper party, and it's for new dads.
Well, does dad have anything to say? Can he change it to something else instead of the diaper party, the Jack Daniels party? Or
he has nothing to say. It's all ran by the women. Just like,
and a bunch of guys stuff. Bring diapers and guys get together? Is that what you're telling me?
In a bar. Yes.
Man, the
that's
world,
the new
world.
Thing. That, you're going to hear about it.
The world has lost its way.
Hey, and I got one other thing. Hey, when you get engaged, a woman gets an engagement ring, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And you're supposed to spend 3 to 4 months of your salary. I think that's the average or whatever. You
sounds
know.
About right.
Where's the engagement bass boat and the engagement custom golf club?
Exactly.
And the engagement custom shotgun? I mean, why is it so one-sided? I've never got that. Engagement bass boat, that's my new thing.
All right, let's make that happen.
I like it.
We'll start pushing for that. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, man.
He's got a point. That's another thing.
The power.
She gets a ring, and now, by current standards, it's supposed to be $5,000 or I don't know, whatever.
All the men think that it's a license to do it once they give them that ring.
And then I believe if there are wedding rings, she actually picks those out, too, usually. It's not
the bands, right.
Yeah. They get it all. He gets to rent clothes to wear that aren't his, and she gets to have a dress made that costs too much,
and she'll never wear it again.
She'll never wear it again, ever. We're never going to fix any of this stuff. Let's do a little bit of business. We break, we do some news, and Jose Hernandez will be in here, and I have something to say to Jose about some technology I discovered by accident Friday morning that I was blown away by. It was an app I already had, but it did something I didn't even know it would do, and I'll share that with him and with you, and then you can ask him your questions after we come back from the news. American Equity Mortgage would be not only happy to, they would love to get you in a house and help you get the mortgage that you probably need to get a house. Most people need a mortgage. The alternative is you pay cash for the house. You write a check for the house. Not too many people do that, unless they're older. How much is that home? $239,000? Well, here, honey, get the checkbook. Write a check for that house. No, there's a mortgage usually. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. I love the other mortgage company that tells you how long they've been in business. And then they say, why would you want to go anywhere else? And they've been around like something like 14 years. And they go, so why would you want to go anywhere else? We've been around 14 years. Well, okay, here's why. This place has been around about 23 years. if you want to use how long you've been around as a justification for doing business with you, then take your business to American Equity Mortgage. And the other places copy their phrasing, perfect or less than perfect credit. They copy their phone number, but you can't copy their people. You can't clone them, so you'll never be exactly American Equity Mortgage. The other thing they do a lot of is home equity loans and bill consolidation loans. They're kind of the same thing. One is specifically to pay off bad debt, credit card balances, let's say. And the other is to use the equity to borrow money for whatever. They don't care. They don't care what you want to borrow it for. It's usually for something you need that you'd like to pay cash for. But you want to borrow it at a very low interest rate, so it's not so painful. That would be a home equity loan. They'll tell you more. They know a lot more about it than I do, and they've done it for a long time. AmericanEquity.com or this phone number, never to be confused with any other, 314-878-9999.
And it's time for a look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident westbound Highway 70 past Bermuda that had been blocking the two left lanes. Still some residual backup, though, to about Jennings Station. Highway 100 at 00, working with an accident there. Crash southbound 55 reported at Highway 44 that has you backed up to Highway 64 and the depressed section. Southbound 270, you're busy at Manchester. Westbound on 64, heavy now between 270 and Mason. This update brought to you by thecompanystore.com. The outdoor living sale is ending soon at thecompanystore.com. Kickstart summer with a new outdoor pillow and cushions. Enter code SUMMER at checkout for 15% off thecompanystore.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Talk radio the way it ought to be. Jim Bohannon, overnights beginning at midnight weeknights on the Big 550 KTRS. Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.